Worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness, bow down before Him, His glory proclaim. Roll up the ears and incense of holiness, ring and adore Him, the Lord is His name.
to all of you this morning in the name of Jesus. I hope that this week you'll be going deeper and deeper with your relationship with Jesus as we just finished singing. For a devotional thought this morning, I have a very simple thought to share with you. It's be a giver. Just three words. I'm going to read 1 Kings 17, verses 8 to 16. So 1 Kings chapter 17, verse 8. A widow feeds Elijah, and the word of the Lord came unto him, saying, Arise, get thee to Zarephath, which belongs to Zidon, and dwell there. Behold, I have commanded a widow woman there to sustain thee. So he arose and went to Zarephath. And when he came to the gate of the city, behold, the widow woman was there, gathering of sticks, and he called to her and said, Fetch me, I pray thee, a little water in a vessel that I may drink. Notice how he just asked for a little water in a vessel. He didn't ask for much. And as she was going to fetch it, he called to her and said, Bring me, I pray thee, a morsel of bread in thine hand. Again, notice how much it was. It wasn't a loaf of bread or a cake of bread. It was just a morsel of bread. So I get the picture that it was just a bite of bread is all that he asked for. And she said, As the Lord thy God lives, I have not a cake, but a handful of meal in a barrel and a little oil in a cruse. And behold, I am gathering two sticks that I may go in and dress it for me and my son, that we may eat it and die. And Elijah said unto her, Fear not, go and do as thou hast said, but make me thereof a little cake first, and bring it unto me, and after make for thee and for thy son. For thus says the Lord God of Israel, The barrel of meal shall not waste, neither shall the cruse of oil fail until the day that the Lord sends rain upon the earth. And she went and did according to the saying of Elijah, and she and he and her house did eat many days. And the barrel of meal wasted not, neither did the cruse of oil fail, according to the word of the Lord which he spake by Elijah. What I take out of that for you this week is be a giver, and give what you have and give all you have. There's many more examples in the Bible of little given becoming much received. She had two sticks, she had a little meal. She didn't have much to give, but she gave what she had, and she gave it all. We could talk about the widow casting in two pennies in the treasury and how much that became. We could talk about the young lad giving five loaves and two fish, how little that was in the face of such a crowd, and how that became a tremendous blessing for all the people there that day and all of us down through the ages since then. So we often have no idea how our little morsels can be rich nuggets to others. So to you, it may not seem like much, but to others, it might be a lot. So give what you have in classes, give what you have in personal sharing, give what you have, reach out to others, whatever opportunities that you're presented with. Take the opportunities in this week and bless the kingdom of God. I hope you get to the end of this week and you'll be able to reflect on opportunities taken, and on blessings you shared, and not on opportunities spurned or blessings you missed. So be sure to take the opportunities, and you'll have lots of them this week. Hope you can enrich each other spiritually. You can forge and strengthen spiritual friendships. Make new ones. Increase the ones you have. This week is a tremendous opportunity. So I pray and I trust that you'll use it wisely and go through it prayerfully. So that's all I have. Let's stand for prayer. Father God, we bow before you at this hour, and we say thank you for giving us the opportunity to be here. Thank you for life and health that you've given us, that we were able to be here. Pray that we could take these opportunities wisely and use them to bless your kingdom this week. We pray your blessing on each person here. We pray for the students that they could be diligent in their studies and in their sharing, and pray that they could be drawn to you and drawn closer together as brothers and sisters in Christ. We pray a special blessing on the teachers they teach, on Abe and Omer and Harley and Leander and Glenn and those who are still not here. Just pray that your Spirit would be poured out on them, that they could share your word, and that you would give them wisdom and grace and understanding and knowledge as they teach and reach out to the students, that they could be effective vessels in your hand to honor your kingdom. Pray that you would guide the minds and hearts here in the path, that they could be enriched and that your kingdom could be upheld. We pray for the world around us. We pray that those who are not living in you could open the door of their hearts to your light, and pray that you would use our hands and feet to reach them, that we could be vessels in your hands. And we thank you also for the blood of Jesus that makes it possible that we can be your sons and daughters, and that we can have opportunities like this, that we can have a relationship and a connection with you and with others that are living in you as well. So we just commit this day into your hands and pray in Jesus' name. Amen.